Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Home sweet home Chicago.
Is there an end to this story?
There is.
Is this chapter eight?
Joe said to me, have a point. Have a point, man.
All right, I'll get straight to the point.
And David said, have an ending.
You have an ending. You lost people. They're gone.
Well, we're waiting.
I got Dykstra texting me. I got an answer for it. I'm like, so does he if you get to the point.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, MicroPro's call, text, and photo line. 312-981-7200. Josh found out something very exciting during the break. Josh?
Actually, that would be my wife, Sharon.
And?
Yeah, we qualify. It looks like we had an overpayment on taxes. So,
did you have any idea?
No idea.
Are we splitting the money here?
No idea.
Or so?
No. It's like $3,700.
He's going to Vegas.
I'm like, I didn't
Smart
make an
move.
Extra payment. But I did sell the house, and I had an escrow, so probably they overpaid it and had no idea about it.
Well, you can invest the money two ways. One, you could buy... Sharon gets another pair of shoes.
Yeah, she gets
the finder's fee.
You know she's listening.
Yeah. I know she is.
Oh, yeah.
So at least a finder's fee, a new pair of shoes. I throw a bag in there.
Yeah,
and maybe you get a little baby gator in your new house. You can build a pen. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. Insurance waivers.
So, yeah. So
you have this in painting as well.
Oh, yeah. Find a waiver of lien.
So, yeah, let's talk about this. Right?
What is a waiver of lien?
It's basically your legal receipt that says, hey, you paid all vendors, all companies, all people involved in your project, right? So if you own a house and you pay for a home service, ask for a final waiver of lien. It's your protection that somebody can't come back to you and say, hey, Bill's, I don't even want to say Bill's painting, because it's probably a Bill's painting. ABC, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, right, Bill's painting's probably great.
In this example,
this guy didn't pay me, and the homeowner could be on the line, and that person could put a lien on your house.
Mechanical lien.
A mechanic's lien. And it's very easy to put a mechanic's lien on somebody's house, in all fairness, right?
And what happens
in Illinois
is...
it's hard to sell it. It's hard to get a mortgage.
You can't refinance.
Yeah, you can't do anything. Your house is locked.
You can refinance it, but they're going to require you to pay off the mechanics.
Correct. Yeah, it's a big mess. So picture this, right? On a multi-phase project, let's say a huge home renovation, an addition, something big, right? Let's say the contractor is 50, 60, maybe even 70% done with the job. That guy walks. Something happens. The company goes belly up. Something goes south. Too many add-ons. Homeowner parts ways with the contractor. Whatever it may be. Say that contractor didn't pay his vendors. Say that contractor didn't pay his subs.
Sure.
All of those vendors and all of those subs can come back to that homeowner, even if they paid the contractor.
Mm-hmm.
So we see this every year. We probably do 15, 20 jobs a year where the contractor left a job and we're picking up the pieces, and they're like, well, I paid everybody, but now my job's still not done. So you can ask for something called a partial waiver of lien, which is basically tiered out in phases of the job. So, hey, I want an HVAC one, I want a plumbing one, I want an electrical one. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely. So it keeps the customer safe and comfortable knowing that that money's really going to that person or that vendor or that bill, opposed to paying for that person's, I don't know, yacht or boat or not materials of that job, or paying for their old job or whatever it may be. So it's really important. It's also a good audit. So if you're wondering about the credibility of the company that you're about to hire, just ask them, hey, do you offer a final waiver of lien? And if they don't know what that is, it's kind of a good testament to know that they may or may not be a legitimate company. May or may not.
And you guys do it automatically?
Every job we do.
At the end.
At the end.
And your clients don't have to pay.
It happens every single job we have.
Automatically.
Final waiver of lien.
Final waiver of lien.
Yep.
And that's on any type of job.
Any, big or small.
So if you're replacing a furnace,
like we're going to hang your punching bag, you'll probably get a fine. Unfortunately, you'll probably get a final waiver of lien for that job. I know.
Which I'm in the boxing.
I know. I can tell your physique shows it. Really,
I can't. My wife got me a boxing bag that I'm knocking over. It's got the sand-filled bag. I'm just so powerful.
It's because you're so so good at it.
The brute force in my punches.
It's like Ivan Drago. 1,800.
You can picture
pounds.
It right now. I want to bring a bag in here just to see. We should acid test this a little bit.
I bought a 150-pound bag.
I can't
wait. I was going to go 250.
We're going over to Dave's.
Sure. Yeah, exactly. We're all going to go over. We're going to do our next satellite. We'll do a satellite
show.
I'm
just letting you know, when I land a punch, it's
going to knock out. I better make sure we reinforce
it. You better.
Exactly. Yeah, I better make sure.
Your waiver of lien's coming right back.
Exactly.
All right. If our listeners want to reach out to you and your fine company, what's the best way?
That's that. 847-658-8989.
We got this
here. 847-658-8989.
Dad always liked this.
Megapros.com.
All right, we're going to throw it over to Kevin Wells in the newsroom. We're going to come back. Open mic. We're going to get involved in everybody's business here. We're going to be talking about disabilities, painting, banking, buying purses for and shoes for Josh's wife, fixing homes nice. With Jeremy. 312-981-7200. 312. She's got great taste in shoes.
Yeah, I was going to say, you could probably find one pair of shoes for about $3,700.
Yep. Don't
I know
push
you could
her.
Get a purse.
She could
for
probably
that.
Get, listen.
For sure, a purse.
His wife has got some fine taste.
Nice. You could probably find one, just one pair.
Except
might have
husbands.
Red bottoms. Hard
except
to say.
In husbands. Yeah. That's all I got to say. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.